Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Community Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I am Christina Liu, who is playing co-host today, right now during the segment with the fabulous Otto Loos. And in the prior segment, we were talking about all things recyclable,
right,
and what North Hempstead is doing for that. And to tune in, and you could watch it, the previous segment we had about it. And Otto has something else he wanted to talk about.
Well, yeah, I find boxes to be intriguing, all right? You get boxes in that, it's funny, like you may get a tube of toothpaste in a box big enough to hold two bowling balls, and it has... You know, it has stuff packed around it, and you wonder, why did they use a big box like that?
For the thoughts that go through my head.
Yeah, for the tube of toothpaste, all right? So, but they did. But I look at the box and I say, geez, that might be a good box to keep, you know? I may use that box someday, for what, I don't know. But then a couple of months go by and you realize you now have your own warehouse of boxes, and you have to start making a decision. What I didn't realize, what you said in the last segment, is that cardboard boxes have a valuable resale resale value for the town. Mm-hmm. So that's important, frankly.
Yeah.
That you know, even though we may get obsessed with saving boxes, because years ago getting a box was like you didn't get boxes, all right? You just didn't get a lot of boxes. You would have to go to the place to get the box. Now we all get boxes all the time,
it's
you know, no matter what. And it's just a, you know, it's a different subject altogether, but it's a little bit of change of technology, if you will.
Right. It's the change of
the simple technology.
Decluttering. Yeah. You know, you have to make those tough decisions, and I get that. It's something that you really have to do. But, you know, at the end of the day, there will be another box that will certainly come your way. In this
I'm expecting two today.
There you go. I know. Well, I'm on high alert, you know, from my mom calling me because of the rain. You know, she doesn't want any boxes sitting out there. So I'm constantly looking out the window to make sure that we do not have any.
It's raining, though.
Yes, it appears to have calmed down. Which
it's not raining at all.
But what I want to remind people that we have wonderful programs that are going on in North Hempstead. And Otto, you will certainly like this and I'm sure take use of it. North Hempstead is now offering early senior walking hours, which is really wonderful. And that's over at North Hempstead Beach Park. There's different early opening hours. It's going to be the park will open at 8 a.m. for senior residents. There'll be no lifeguards on duty at that time. They'll be at 9 o'clock, but it's nice that, you know, especially, I mean, obviously for social distancing purposes or whatnot, but even for, you know, it's not as hot, you know, it is nice, you know, to have that kind of time to be there before anyone else gets there. So the town is doing that, which I think is great. And obviously, you know, we want to always remind people, especially, you know, we've been experiencing a lot of heat. And it's just so, so incredibly important to really stay hydrated and drink lots of water. I mean, I know we all hear this all the time, but I am a firm believer and I'm very conscious of it too, because I've seen, you know, what happens to people of all ages. And I want to be clear, you know, when they're dehydrated, it can cause a whole host of problems. So it's very important to do that.
Well, we've had people on the show in the past focused just on that, on hydration. And it's the ongoing battle that a lot of seniors face, that I have a problem, not I, but in general, somebody, it could be me for that matter, but, you know, where you do have to go more often than you would
all right? I hear you.
So you face the battle of, okay, if I drink water, I have to go in the other room more often. Okay, maybe I better not drink water. But the bottom line is you have to drink water. And maybe it's good exercise that you have to get up and walk into the other room.
It's true. You know, and it's also important, you know, to this time to eat fruits and vegetables to replace these nutrients. You know, we're all like, you know, it's all these things that you don't realize how fast, you know, when you're sweating and it's hot, how these can be depleted.
Well, the reason a lot of people end up in the hospital, I'm sorry,
it's
because of dehydration, especially seniors.
It was a major problem. I remember, you know, when my grandfather was alive, and I was constantly on him about it because I knew the effects that it could have. And it's like, really, you know, there's so many things that you know, people will, you know, they won't realize. You'll see, you know, someone acting delirious or out of it, or what, or being nauseous, or you know, it's just, and this is all ages. I've seen this happen to people, you know, and it's due to, the cause was dehydration. So if you can, obviously it's important to, there's so many interesting, you know, bottles now, and they help me too, you know, and plus they're eco-friendly. I feel, you know, I have a bottle that my brother's fiance, who's my best friend, made me. It's a big, you know, and it keeps drinks cold, and it has, of course, all stickers of things that I like on it. So it makes it kind of fun to drink out of it. But there's so many now, and it keeps you, you know, more on track of what you're drinking. And I think it's certainly important to do. You know, obviously, if we have to go to the bathroom, we have to. Listen, I've been constantly in myself, so I understand the plight of things, but it's certainly important. And obviously, to please keep your skin covered, you know, wearing hats, it's, you know, and sunscreen, obviously, as well, too. So it's just important, too. We want everyone to stay healthy, you know, enjoy the outdoors, but obviously be healthy while doing it. So that is what's going on with the beach with that. And then, of course, Fun Day Monday. The next Fun Day Monday date is going to be July 26th, which is so exciting that this year it's now in person. Last year we had a virtual Fun Day Monday, but now we're, you know, it's in person. There's 4 dates for that. And that actually is starting early at 9 a.m. because there's going to be exercise for seniors before actual Fun Day Monday starts at 10 o'clock. So you can come to the beach. There's a whole schedule of what classes will be happening there. And then at 10 o'clock, there'll be different entertainment. There won't be food being sold though, but you're able to, you know, really enjoy that. So that's great. I hear noise in the background. I think my husband just buzzed in. Definitely check that out, and you can call 311 or 869-6311, especially for transportation. There's different, it's not door to door, but there's a tons of different locations that, will be, you know, doing pickup. So that's great too. And stay tuned for any, you know, upcoming information. Things are changing rapidly. But it's great that, you know, speaking of normalcy, we're able to kind of get back to doing that. So
bring water.
Yes, bring water. And you could bring, you know, lunch, you know, even though there won't be food, you know, there's still picnic tables. You could bring your own snacks and whatnot. And like I said, things are always kind of evolving. So, you know, you never know what can happen. But just always call 311 or 869-6311 if you have any questions about that, because that is some great stuff. There's also tons of social groups that are still meeting during the month of July. So if you are interested in the social discussion group, is still via Zoom. You know, when the fall time comes, you know, we're leaning towards trying to kind of incorporate this hybrid method of things. I know you had mentioned earlier about social workers and nurses being able to go back into the home. It looks like, God willing, you know, that we're going to be heading there, you know, September-ish time, you know, as we kind of narrow out all the guidelines and stuff. But it's good because it is important, and it's something that I know our human service staff are anxious to do, you know, because there's, frankly, you know, what we all need to realize, there's still people who might not be as comfortable coming out, you know, at this time. And we get it. People have been through a lot. Especially seniors. So we want to still be able to kind of connect to those people who might not have, you know, technology or be willing to come to an office and whatnot. So
that would have been a year and a half, if you think about it.
Crazy.
That they could not go into a home.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
You know, and I have to give it this, I'd love to give a shout out to our social workers and nurses who really, got creative and made the extra effort to really connect to these seniors and to reach out to them, you know, even with, you know, storms, you know, not even just COVID, they, you know, once they hear these things, they reach out to them and kind of know to give them a heads up, make sure they're prepared and whatnot. So there's such a wonderful connectivity that goes on with the social workers and nurses and the constituents. So it's you'll hear it first. As soon as I know any affirmative information, I will certainly spread the word here because this is our place to do that. So next week, we have a repeat show that will be on. Well, that's actually this week. Sorry, my bad. July 23rd is going to be, which is exciting, someone that Otto had referred to us, is Michael Utaro, who is the Nassau County Fire Marshal's office. He's going to talk about fire safety. Otto and I have been sharing, there's been so many different, unfortunately, articles about these horrible incidents that have been going on. And it wasn't there was like a couple in a span of a few weeks, Otto, I know that we were looking at. So it's so super important. He will be on, and I think that that's very important. And then we're going to have on July 30th, Christine Pusateri, who is a speech pathologist, who is going to talk about speech pathology. And especially kind of in this world after masks, you know, so it's going to be an interesting conversation. You know, you don't realize how all these things have been impacted in different ways. So that's July, and then we're going to be into August with tons of great shows. So stay tuned for all of that, which is exciting. We have our first in-person kind of health chat. It's going to be food safety bingo. And that's on Thursday, July 22nd. That's going to be at 11 a.m. over at Magnolia Gardens in Westbury. It's been a hit. We've done it before. We've partnered with Cornell Cooperative Extension, who provides a lot of nutrition kind of themed programs over at Magnolia Gardens. But this one is bingo, but with a spin on it, it's different food safety things. So you're kind of learning and playing bingo at the same time. So that should be wonderful. I also want to give a plug to our caregiver to spouse support group. It's still meeting via Zoom. It meets on Wednesdays. It's facilitated by Gail Sellis. And I just personally have to give a little shout out to it because I hosted the Zoom meeting and I wasn't involved in it, but I was playing the Zoom host. So when I, just that group of people, they are so inspirational, so wonderful. They're all at different kind of walks and stages of caregiving, you know, and it can be emotional at times, but the support and the resources that they all share with one another was truly beautiful. You know, I walked away and it was just amazing. I had to email Gail immediately after, and I was just, it was just such a powerful group, and they really provide a wonderful support. So if you are a caregiver for a spouse, I really think it's something you should certainly join. So call 311 or 869-6311 if you're interested in being a part of that, because it was
that's a great group to be in, I think, because being a caregiver is not my idea of a good time, to be blunt about it, but you do what you have to do. And I've witnessed and partially have been in the position of both, you know, watching and being. It's difficult. It's very difficult. And, you know, you could feel, there's all kinds of emotions that people go through. You know,
and that's what was, you know, you could feel that, you know, through that group. Because like I said, there was, you know, everyone is kind of at different places. And, you know, the people that have been doing it for longer kind of were, you know, like you're in this kind of stage right now. So they could identify what someone else was going through. And you could see that it immediately created such an important support, you know, especially for, and that's why I think these support groups are wonderful, because it's not just, you know, talking to a therapist or whatnot, which is also wonderful, but it's just feeling that, you know, you're not alone, you know, in this, and feelings of anger or upset or hurt or whatever it could be are common, you know, amongst these people that are going through it. So it is really wonderful. And I can't believe it, Otto, we are at the end of the show and we have so much more to do, but I want everyone to please call 311 or 869-6311 for any information that we have shared, anything on our previous guests as well. So that's a wrap on Project Independence and You, Community Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Otto, thank you for being with me today.
Thank you for having me.